So that was one of the key pieces that we wanted to have right away is to show there's an investment that needs to be made in these buildings. And oftentimes it's not just going to be a storefront business that can afford to cure the ails of 50 years of deferred maintenance. So what the program guide outlines is here are things that can help your building, from the roof, tuck pointing, mechanical system, things that will preserve these buildings for another 40, 50, 60 years. So while you're trying to be a barber, baker, boutique, whatever it is, you can get off the ground and running in a nice building that you don't have to invest so much into.
Right, so then what's after that?
So after that, there's also these business programs which help your business on the inside. So if you're trying to get incorporated, need help with branding, suite, signage, marketing, inventory, all that good stuff. Micro lending, so oftentimes it's hard if you're a small business to get a loan. So we're looking at, you know, things up to $10,000 that are at a lower interest rate than if you were to take out that type of money on your credit card or, you know, some payday loan type of deal. So it's a robust set of programs that help stimulate the activity to occur. We're having conversations right now with people interested in acquiring buildings and, you know, wanting to bring those back up to speed. And then there's also a few business owners that we've talked to who are interested in achieving higher results that are already open and those that are trying to get started. So it's a lot of soft skills and a lot of soft things early on, but the early work paves the way for the next 4 years. So the checklist outlines some pretty fun things, hopefully seeing the Opera House come back to life and just programming things at a higher level than what they've been.
So that when you say micro lending, are you looking for some participation from local banks in that too?
Or? Yep. So part of the last few months, what we've been doing is talking with local lenders and seeing how their experiences lined up lending to the local small businesses. There's larger businesses that don't have troubles obtaining, you know, anywhere between 20 and 50,000. So this may just be a way to help be a conduit for them to get new things done, help them grow. Oftentimes they don't need the $100,000 to $200,000 loans. So we've had those discussions early on and it's been really well received. So thus far everyone's been real positive, you know, wanting to see the transformation of downtown Aledo. Right now they're seeing some of that transformation on one of the blocks. Mm. And once that work's completed, the good thing is now your road work and infrastructure is done. Now you can kind of put the polish on it with the buildings and the businesses.